You hear two friends discussing some research into the impact of colour on memory.
You know how colors affect us, like red and yellow are often used in fast food restaurants, in the decor, I mean?
Yeah. They say they excite the brain, which tells you you're hungry. That was in the papers years back.
Well, okay. But now there's a suggestion colors may help us memorize better.
Oh, come on. Influence appetites and emotions? Maybe, but...
No, really. This teenager did some research.
Teenager?
Yeah, I know. But it does seem sound. She took a page of words and printed them in so-called warm colors.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, reds, oranges, yellows, etc., and gave people 2 minutes to memorize the words. She followed that with pretty complicated maths equations to stop them reciting the words in their head.
Okay. Sounds good so far.
And they were given a minute to record how many words they could remember. And then the same procedure with words printed in cool colors like green and blue.
And?
Overall, warm colors were memorized better and cool colors worse.
She's followed a thorough process then, but is there any existing published data that backs up or contradicts these claims?
Well, not as such, I grant you, though it sounds like she's onto something to me, but only time will tell. You know how colors affect us, like red and yellow are often used in fast food restaurants, in the decor, I mean?
Yeah. They say they excite the brain, which tells you you're hungry. That was in the papers years back.
Well, okay. But now there's a suggestion colors may help us memorize better.
Oh, come on. Influence appetites and emotions? Maybe, but...
No, really. This teenager did some research.
Teenager?
Yeah, I know. But it does seem sound. She took a page of words and printed them in so-called warm colors.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, reds, oranges, yellows, etc., and gave people 2 minutes to memorize the words. She followed that with pretty complicated maths equations to stop them reciting the words in their head.
Okay. Sounds good so far.
And they were given a minute to record how many words they could remember. And then the same procedure with words printed in cool colors like green and blue.
And?
Overall, warm colors were memorized better and cool colors worse.
She's followed a thorough process then, but is there any existing published data that backs up or contradicts these claims?
Well, not as such, I grant you, though it sounds like she's onto something to me, but only time will tell.